Cutler Shelters. Can I help you? Yes, ma'am. Okay, so it's what, 4 feet underground?
4 feet.
Okay, we're good. All righty. This officially, when we're done here, this is the largest bomb shelter factory in the world. All right, come here. When you do a square bunker, okay, and you're gonna put the angles in the floor, you put the first angle and you put the last angle in, okay? Then you put an angle on top of it and you tack it or weld it. Then when you put on the other angle irons, you clamp it up. What does that do? It keeps the angles flat. You can't just measure it, okay? This is not like this. This one's gonna have like that other one. Garnados have the ladder. That one's gonna have a stair. I've been a steel manufacturer for 40 years. Okay. I started the branch to make the bomb shelters in 2011. The real estate market for people buying land and wanting to go put a bunker with a cabin on it has skyrocketed in the last 3 months.
It goes 1 foot from the back end, 12 inches from the side, on each side and 12 inches back in from the back side.
All right. To have a bunker, all you need is a yard. A bomb shelter is not as simple as just making a box and burying it in the ground. That is not a bomb shelter. That's just probably your grave. To do it right, you've got to compensate for heat, for condensation, for hot air in the summer, cold air in the winter, gamma radiation, all kinds of different things. It's not rocket science, but you got to do it right or it will be wrong. Well, if you had a bunker, this is what you would come up to. The grass has grown back over it. There's a special lock right here that you have to reach your hand into. Then the hatch pretty much open up on its own. We're actually going down in a shelter. Hasn't been walked into in about 2 months. This is 20 feet underground. So when you walk into your shelter, this is what you'd find after a month. It has everything you'd have in a big RV that's 50 feet long. Only difference is this is gonna be buried 20 feet underground. The hatch to our bunker is hidden inside this little tool shed. And this is the only person in America that likes to show her bunker to the news and the media. So. Okay. Oh, so you don't even have a lock on it right now?
No.
Okay.
Little inverter back.
Okay, so we're now about 20 feet underground here. Okay.
I put these doors in.
Oh, wow. Oh, and they bifold? So she has a composting toilet. Have you ever noticed the temperature down here? It's below freezing outside.
It stays
but
it's, the same.
What temperature is it staying here? Like
between 59 and 63 degrees.
Really? So it never gets cold or hot?
Nope.
It doesn't change.
It stays the same.
Okay, and then there's your shower. So then you've got your private bunk room here. And they went with camo. You got a secondary door. That opens into, now this is a 26 foot bunker?
Yeah.
Okay. I fulfill that fantasy of people wanting a place to bug out. So that's what I do. Let's start off with a smaller bunker and let's get bigger because I want the climax of this video to blow your people's minds because the bunker that we do at the end is unfrickin' real, okay? So we'll start off here with kind of a smaller bunker. Which you might think is pretty big. So what we're going in right now is what's called a culvert pipe bomb shelter. So the way it works is this area right here is called a mud room. So people actually, they come down a stair right here. This is the mudroom. They can disrobe. This, you got more storage in here. There's a shower in here for decontamination. They would shower off, and then they would go into the bunker, and then they would close this door behind them, and they would be locked in. So when you step in, you've got your shower and your toilet. So this is a regular flushing toilet. This thing right here is what's called the overpressure blast valve. What happens is when the pressure builds up in the bunker, this actually opens like an eardrum and it lets the air out. It will let the smell out right there. So that was just engineering. That's why they call it the head. Same as on a boat. They put the toilet at the head so everyone doesn't smell it. So the head basically is the rear end of the boat. So when they're going into the wind and the guy does his business, it goes that way. Yeah. So then when we're in the bunker, so when we get in the bunker, we close the door. Okay? And we lock it down. And that's gas tight, and that will protect us from all the biological, the chemical agents. So this is one of the signature things on all the Atlas shelters, is that we have these gas tight doors. This is like the bunk room right here. So people would be sleeping here, and you've got storage under each one of the bunks. There's four bunks right here. Another thing that's very cool is all these bunkers have, they got storage underneath the floor. So down here, we put our water tanks, our food, our lithium batteries, extra solar panels, backup, microwaves. People love this pipe because you can get 55-gallon water barrels under the floor. So there's 3 feet of storage underneath the floor here. And you can put all your water barrels and all your food and your backup supplies. Now, this also has a door in the room so you can close it and have your privacy in here. Open it up, you're into the living area. This has a four-person dinner table. It's the same footprint as the Denny's restaurants. That's where I copied it from. You actually have storage underneath the seat. You also have storage underneath this TV right down here. This cabinet actually lifts up. You've got your entertainment center with electric fireplace. There's your leather couch, your kitchen. You've got a desk over here that has two chairs. You also can put your cameras and your radios over here. Refrigerator, freezer, full kitchen, and even a master bedroom in your bomb shelter. So this master bedroom in this one here is 14 feet long, but also in the master bedroom is the heart and soul of the bunker, which is the NBC air filtration system. And the way this works, all you can do is you press that button right there, this turns on, and it's blowing a lot of wind. Look at this. I mean, this, oh, look at it. Yeah, without this, you wouldn't be able to breathe underground. This is a carbon filter with a HEPA filter, and the carbon and HEPA filter will take out the radioactive matter. It will clean out any biological matter and any chemical agents. So bunkers are designed to withstand artillery with chemical warfare, mustard gas, whatever, even biological warfare. If I was to unhook these two clamps and hook this up to here and this one up to here, it's an air raid siren.
That sounds like it.
Did you hear it? Okay, that's an air raid siren right there. Okay.
Why?
It's not an air raid, but we use an air raid siren to let the men know that it's lunchtime. It's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah, that's a real one. Yeah. So this is what keeps you breathing down here. And if you ever lose power, what's great about the Swiss air systems is you can manually operate it. And this thing is so easy, even a little six-year-old girl with a broken arm can operate this thing, because I've had a six-year-old girl with a broken arm come in here and operate it with one hand. So I can operate it with one finger, because I'm strong. You've got to exchange the air in here because of the CO2 buildup about every probably 4 to 5 hours. Sometimes, it depends on the amount of people that are in here. If you've got a lot of people in here, you got to keep the air going regular. But if there's like you by yourself, you can maybe do it once a day. I mean, it's that there's enough air in here. But this is what I put in every one of my bunkers. And without this, you know, it's basically just a coffin in the ground. But with this, nah, you'll survive pretty much anything. It starts just like this. And of course, the echo goes away once you put the furniture in here. But all the bunkers start just like this right here. We start with a basic piece of round culvert pipe. We weld the ends on. Build out the floors, and That's how we create a round bomb shelter.
What's the diameter of them?
This one's 10 foot diameter. When we're done, you have 3 foot of storage under the floor, and then you have 7 foot ceilings. So this factory has two wings in it. This side here makes all the culvert shelters, but we also do a lot of the modular shelters over on this side too. So you're getting ready to see them when we come around this corner here. This bunker right here looks like a big giant submarine, but this is what we call a round water tight. This is made to go in some place that might have a high water table where they might want the round culvert, but they're afraid of the water leaking in, so they go with an all welded. So it looks like a big giant submarine but same thing, it has the storage under the floor. It's got this area right here is what's called the decontamination room. So they'll come down a staircase, they'll enter into this room here. This is the decontamination room. There's storage on the outside as well. Then they go into the bunker, again, the gas tight door. So that's a round one. So there's two shapes in bunkers, basically. There's round and there's square. Some people like round, some people like square. So I make them both. Which one is stronger? Realistically, the round one is several times stronger because it doesn't need any exterior support to bury it deep. Where the square one, we have to put all these exterior membranes on here to give it enough strength to where it doesn't cave in from the weight of the earth. So naturally, round is going to be a lot stronger than square. But some people just like the feel of a square bunker because it just feels natural. Then when you get to some of these bigger bunkers, they're just like big hotels inside. This is called the Big Boy Modular. It's 12 feet wide inside, it's 48 feet long. So again, my watertight, gas-tight door. Well, it's under construction, but you'll get the idea. The shower is just an inlaid ceramic shower. It's like a regular shower you would have in a house. Flushing toilet, shower, hot water, cold water, vanity. You know, I mean, that's basically a two-bedroom apartment underground.
All these bunk beds in here.
How many have there?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yeah, so this room sleeps nine. The idea, he has enough room here for his entire family. There's 2 foot of storage. So he can hold in here probably 5 to 10 years worth of food. Okay, so yeah, they're all the way down. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then there's one in there. So there's 6 access points to the underfloor storage in here. So this has built-in water tanks. So this right here is 200-300 gallon built-in water tanks. This is gonna be your kitchen. This one even has regular granite counters in here. So he's even got the sliding door on this here. Okay, so you would just slide the door and come on into the master bedroom. He even had me add a toilet in here. He didn't want to walk all the way to the bathroom, so this is the escape. So you open up this hatch right here, then there's a tunnel that will come out the back side so you can escape out of the bunker. It has these heavy-duty structural I-beams on the roof. Because they're going to put 2 foot of concrete on top of this, then a lot of earth. So this one's going to be very deep underground. What's cool about this, when you're that deep underground, it just stays nice and cool in here. It will be 56 degrees in here year-round, basically.
You've got to put a concrete foundation first and set it on top of the foundation. Then we bolt it down.
Hey, don't put your foot underneath it. You'll lose your other toenail.
So the way one of these bunkers works is we put in the big body of the bunker first, and then we bolt on this thing right here, and this is the decontamination room and the generator room all packed into one. So the way it works is you actually would come down a staircase, and then you would turn and go into your bunker through one of these gas tight doors right here. And then you close it behind you. You take a shower, you get all the fallout off you, and then you go into your bunker.
Then you've got to go through this gas tight door here into the decontamination room. It's got a shower and a second door, and then you're into this bunker. This is the bathroom. It's got an uphill flushing toilet and mirror, and it's a regular bathroom. And this is like a living room. And then this is the kitchen.
Believe it or not, we're underground right now in a bunker. It's really nice, isn't it?
So this is this one, and this one is a 12-foot diameter. Okay. So these are really big. If I just stand here, and I'm 6'3", so this, we call this one the big boy. On my catalog, I have like 24 different types of shelters that we make. I know you guys are gonna like this bunker. So if you're curious, the big boy and the culvert design cost $130,000. If we do it in a watertight version, which means it's all steel welded at a half inch thick plate, it's $180,000. This is where I shoot my videos. This is my new studio. So all my videos, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Atlas Survival Shelters. I hope you're all having a fantastic day.
Why Atlas?
I'll show you the reason why Atlas. In 1950, there was a company called Atlas Bomb Shelters, and I wanted to resurrect the company. So this is the 1961 brochure from Atlas Bomb Shelters right here. So this that says 1961 right there. So this is the oldest known brochure I know from this company. But that bunker right there is similar to one that we call Call Garnado. Says another Atlas Bomb Shelter. This is the original Atlas Bomb Shelter brochure, which I had nothing to do with this company. The company basically was started up in 1950, and it closed down in the 60s when the Cold War was slowing down. When I got in the bomb shelter business, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna resurrect this company. But also the ironic thing is my first company was called Atlas Ornamental Iron.
Your first company was doors?
Yeah, I'm making doors. And I still do the doors. Yeah. 40 years later, I still make the doors. Each one of those dogs tightens down that area so that the gasket, which is this gasket right here, will indent on the steel, creating a barrier between you and any gases that could get in.
Go inside and close the door. You'll have some light. Close the door. And this would be your airtight vault to protect you from an airborne pandemic. Okay, so now you're locked in. Now you would be safe while you're in there. Now you have a toilet, a water barrel, and a couch or a two-person bunk bed.
So this is what's called a safe cellar. This is what we call basically our starter bunker right here. These start at like $20,000, but you can use it as a root cellar, a tornado shelter. This is what we're putting under a lot of the houses being built because they want that safe room. You know, they want a place where they can run in and retreat. But even then, it has all the bells and whistles of the big bunker. It has the gas tight door. It has the mud room. It has the shower so you can decontaminate. The only thing it doesn't really have, it doesn't have the 90 degree stair on this one. All you do is when you're in your house, you just walk in the closet, open the door, and just walk down your stairs. Open the door to your bunker and enter your bunker. This is a 10 by 20 safe cellar that we just set. It's on the concrete foundation. And this will come up under the house here. You'll just walk into it like a regular staircase under the house. Now this one here has a vault door on it, so it's got a real pretty vault door. Then the inside will be built out of whatever you want. This is an 8 foot by 12 foot bunker. It's got 8 foot ceilings. I can't even touch the ceiling. The bunk beds, check this out. The beds fold up like that. And the couch folds up as well. And then of course it has a small NBC air filtration system in here. These couches are for like RV trailers or motorcycles, so they can fold them up, pull them out, then set them down. There. So I just adapted them to the bunkers. Yeah, it goes down. Just fold this back. And it becomes a couch. Or if you do this, it becomes a full-size bed. And this comes down as well, but so you can, you know, if you're sitting in your bunker, you're down here for a week, you got a place to sit. This is a very small backyard in an American home, but we put a 20-foot shelter in the backyard of this house, okay? The bridge right there is actually covering the hatch. There's the hatch underneath there. And then there's two air pipes. This is one air pipe. This is a 6-inch galvanized air pipe, so it's never gonna rust.
And then there's the other air pipe right there. Now, this hatch has two hydraulic lifts. So when you open it, it weighs 600 pounds and it opens on its own. But I'm gonna go on down here. This is the experience coming down in the shelter. And already I can feel how cold it is down here because we're going so far underground. There we go. Okay, now the shelter's locked up. Now you notice there's no echo in here. Listen to this. You hear that? Solid as concrete. And there's no echo in here because corrugated pipe does not echo. There's so many advantages to a culvert shelter over a non-culvert shelter, and the price is even lower on the culvert shelters. But when we do a shelter at a high water table, we have to eliminate the culvert. There's only two weaknesses to a culvert. One, the material is rather flimsy, as you notice. It's very flimsy, but it is the strongest once it's buried underground. You can go up to 42 feet underground with a culvert shelter. The key is to pack the earth every 12 inches as you go up around it. This customer's gonna build a house over this bunker, so this area, this entire area is gonna be covered in concrete. And then the hatch will open up by itself. And you go down inside the shelter to the stairs, and you got all these crazy doors down here. So going back up, that's what you see looking up. It's got four hydraulic lifts on it.
Are you worried at all about the entry point getting stuffed with something? You know, like you won't go back?
Well, no. If somebody was even to park a car on top of them, it will raise 16,000 pounds. So it will just raise the car up like it wasn't even there.
Put your knee on it. There you go. See, it's hydraulically lifted. Matter of fact, we need to take one of the hydraulics off. It's a little too much.
Yeah.
So hook it in there. So that hatch is that's an armor plated hatch. It's about 8 years old. And after you put your hatch in, you gotta pour concrete around it. You want it hardened. So somebody's, you know, really trying to dig you out, they can't get to it. So we're gonna go ahead and open this thing up. So this is an actual bunker. It's been in the ground for 8 years. And it's kind of weird because it still smells new in here. He's got the floor pulled up. He's showing me the storage underneath the floor here. 55-gallon drums fit perfectly underneath the floors. And he's got all kinds of freeze-dried food. Boy, you've got a bunch of, I love that cup of soup. You just start eating that stuff. That stuff's great. All you gotta do is add water. And underneath here, he's got storage. He's got extra microwaves, refrigerators. I mean, he really prepped. How cool is that? I can't find my bunker. So you people always worry about, oh, they're gonna see it. Well, trust me, after you put it in the ground and the grass grows up around it, you'll lose your bunker.
To have a bunker, you gotta have the desire to want that bunker. Because having a bunker is like owning a sailboat that you have down at the marina. What do you have to do when you have a sailboat? You have to check on it like once a week.
Okay. So I know we're close. Well, there's an air pipe right there. Okay, so there's an air pipe. Now I put this bunker in like 10 years ago. And then the entrance is right there. This is the hatch. Wow, it's cool. This is the bunker we did, you know, like 8, 9 years ago, 10 years, I don't know how long it's been. It's been a while. But boy, I'm telling you, did the grass and trees grow up around it or what? There's my little camera, keeps an eye on my hatch.